This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is The Shadow Hound.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I like this fella quite a bit.
Yeah, this is not bad. He's mostly a large dog.
A very big dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a Burmese mountain dog kind of size.
Yeah. And so their whole thing is they're sensitive to light. They operate in the shadows and they can move their fur around with their muscles to expose only their undercoat.
Right.
To be kind of pitch black and camouflage.
Yes. And that's just about it. And pretty much the entire article and also the shadow talk is about whether or not they are inherently good or evil.
Mm-hmm. And they have to be one or the other.
Oh, of course.
Like it is like they're attracted to evil sites because they're going to protect you, or they're attracted to evil sites because they're going to wreck you.
Right.
They attack or they protect.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yep. Either or. they attack or he protect. End of meme. Martin tries to step in and be the voice of reason, saying that's mystical dreck from both of you. There's no evil in the world, and those things are just animals.
But nobody responds.
No.
Like, it's one of those, like, some ways shadow talk feels like real internet, and then something like this happens where, like, there's not a million, you know, corrections or people just fighting him on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just really surprised. that comment was left dormant for a whole day.
What?
Until the next day, until February 1st, 2051, and then Leather Jacket pops in.
Yeah, so. What if the SysOp deleted a bunch of stuff?
We know when this is obsolete stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
There's like a little edited tag. So.
Yeah, megabytes and megabytes.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, yeah, that's kind of surprising.
Yeah.
Mostly, I think I would be like, even if these guys are protectors of humanity or whatever, I don't think I can handle a horse the size of a dog.
Hmm.
Just to around.
Yeah.
You know, that's a little bit much for me.
No, I don't. I mean, like, it's fun when you put a toddler on the back of a dog and have him run around. Until he busts his head open on a coffee table. But, yeah. but it's, probably a bit much if you can actually use a full size tack and such.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I guess I just like the idea of having a pet that sometimes you can't see. Bung raises a good point. Who wants a pet you can't see? It'll run away one day.
That's if you have a fish or a lizard. Like, any terrarium pet is a pet you can't see about half the time.
Right.
You know, like, that's very, very common as a pet. The reason why you want someone as a pet is because they're invisible and they have shadow in the name.
Oh, yeah.
So the idea of just a shadow pet for a shadow runner.
Like, it's on brand.
Like, yeah. Papa Eel. Same thing. You know, that's pretty much what he's doing.
Papa Eel.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta be on brand.
You definitely have to be on brand.
Yeah.
These things travel, like, one of the things about a horse-sized dog is that they also travel in packs of up to 12.
Oh god.
So there's lots of horse-sized dogs.
Forget the juggernaut. This thing's an extinction event. These guys come in and start, you know, just eating all your all your kibble.
Yeah, I'm just imagining like one of those like dodo videos and it's ukulele and whistling and then just somebody opens up the back of like a howitzer or like a huge tank thing and then just like a dozen of these things fly out to ukulele music and just ravage the countryside with their invisible silent disasters, you know?
No, I pictured it's a tank and then, you know, you look ukulele music and you got a caption on there because obviously it's social media, so it'll play muted. So you have to get that engagement early on. And then just, you know, from over a hill comes a stampede of these and it completely flattens the tank.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of blood drips out the cannon.
Like if you crushed a can of Pepsi with a mouse in it.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.